Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 20, the Apollo 1 tragedy. The Apollo 1 launch pad disaster, which occurred on January 27, 1967, was a tragic event that claimed the lives of 3 astronauts and marked a somber turning point in the history of space exploration. Astronauts Gus Grissom, Ed White, and Roger B. Chaffee were preparing for the first crewed mission of NASA's ambitious Apollo program, which aimed to land humans on the moon by the end of the decade. However, a catastrophic fire during a routine pre-flight test brought the mission to a sudden and devastating halt. The tragedy not only highlighted the dangers inherent in space exploration, but also prompted crucial changes that ultimately contributed to the success of the Apollo program. Apollo 1 was intended to be a low Earth orbit mission, a stepping stone in NASA's journey toward achieving President John F. Kennedy's goal of a lunar landing. Grissom, a veteran of the Mercury and Gemini programs, was chosen as the mission commander. White, the first American to walk in space during the Gemini 4 mission, was selected as senior pilot, while Chaffee, a promising astronaut on his first spaceflight, was named pilot. Together, they represented the best of NASA's burgeoning space program and were tasked with testing the new Apollo Command Module in Earth's orbit. On the day of the disaster, the crew was conducting a plugs-out test, which simulated a countdown while the spacecraft was detached from external power sources. The test was routine, designed to ensure that the spacecraft could function independently. The Apollo 1 spacecraft sat atop the Saturn 1B rocket at Cape Kennedy Air Force Station in Florida, fully sealed and pressurized with pure oxygen, a standard practice at the time, though one with significant risks. The crew was strapped into their seats, communicating with ground control as the test progressed. In the hours leading up to the fire, several technical issues had caused delays, including communication difficulties between the spacecraft and mission control. Tensions were running high as engineers worked to address these problems, and the atmosphere in the control room was one of frustration. Then, at 6:31 p.m., disaster struck. A sudden fire ignited inside the command module, spreading with horrifying speed in the oxygen-rich environment. Within seconds, the cabin was engulfed in flames. The crew's desperate attempts to escape were hindered by the design of the hatch, which opened inward and required significant effort to unlatch. The intense heat and pressure inside the spacecraft made it impossible for the astronauts to escape or for rescue teams to intervene in time. In less than a minute, all 3 astronauts had perished, succumbing to smoke inhalation and burns. By the time the ground crew was able to open the hatch, it was too late. The loss of Grissom, White, and Chaffee was a devastating blow to NASA and the broader space community. The 3 men were highly regarded not only for their skills and experience, but also for their dedication to advancing humanity's exploration of space. Their deaths sent shockwaves throughout the United States and the world, serving as a grim reminder of the risks associated with pushing the boundaries of human achievement. In the immediate aftermath of the disaster, NASA grounded the Apollo program and launched an extensive investigation into the causes of the fire. The review board identified several factors that contributed to the tragedy, many of which stemmed from design flaws and oversight during the spacecraft's development. The use of a pure oxygen atmosphere was found to be a critical factor in the fire's rapid spread, as it created a highly flammable environment. Additionally, the wiring and insulation inside the command module were not sufficiently protected, providing the ignition source for the fire. The inward opening hatch was another key issue. It was designed to maintain pressure integrity during flight, but proved catastrophic in an emergency situation, as it could not be opened quickly. The investigation also revealed broader systemic problems within NASA and its contractors, including insufficient testing, rushed timelines, and poor communication between engineers and managers. These findings led to widespread changes within the Apollo program and NASA as a whole. In response to the disaster, NASA undertook a complete redesign of the Apollo command module. The use of pure oxygen atmospheres during ground tests was abandoned in favor of safer gas mixtures, and fire-resistant materials were incorporated into the spacecraft's interior. The hatch was redesigned to open outward, allowing for rapid egress in the event of an emergency. These changes significantly improved the safety of subsequent Apollo missions, ensuring that the risks faced by astronauts were minimized as much as possible. The Apollo 1 disaster also brought about cultural changes within NASA, fostering a renewed emphasis on safety and accountability. Engineers and astronauts were given greater authority to raise concerns, and the organization's management structure was overhauled to ensure that safety remained a top priority. These lessons were instrumental in enabling NASA to achieve the monumental success of Apollo 11 just 2.5 years later, when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first humans to walk on the moon. The legacy of Apollo 1 extends far beyond the tragedy itself. Grissom, White, and Chaffee are remembered as pioneers who gave their lives in the pursuit of knowledge and exploration. Their sacrifice served as a wake-up call for NASA, prompting changes that not only improved the safety of the Apollo program, but also influenced space exploration for generations to come. Memorials and tributes to the fallen crew can be found at NASA facilities and in museums around the world, ensuring that their contributions are never forgotten. The Apollo 1 disaster remains a poignant reminder of the inherent dangers of space exploration and the importance of vigilance in the face of those risks. It underscores the cost of human progress and the resilience required to overcome adversity. Though the loss of Grissom, White, and Chaffee was a tragedy of the highest order, their sacrifice ultimately paved the way for some of humanity's greatest achievements, inspiring future generations to reach for the stars while honoring the lessons of the past. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.